What's up? I hope everybody is having a good day. What did you all think about that Super Bowl yesterday? Or should I say, super boring? Yes, I said it. The 2018 Super Bowl 53, LA Rams versus the New England Patriots, was super boring. I mean, I know that's supposed to be the thing, to have a great defensive game where it's very hard to score points, but it's also boring. Boring, boring, boring. You have more fun watching paint dry. I mean, I'm sure a majority of you feel the same. And my prediction was way wrong, way wrong. I think I said Rams 34, Patriots 31. Patriots did get the win, so I'm wrong about that. But I also was wrong about thinking it was going to be a big scoring game. It was definitely a defensive game. Not many points were scored. And Brady did it. I mean, my hat's off to him. I will say that he is and will be, or will go down as the best to ever do it. That guy's just, I mean, they get out there and get it done. I mean, like I said, he usually has a team full of nobodies, basically people you never heard of, but him and Tom Brady and Bill Belichick have a way of making those guys play. I mean, if every team could pick personnel the way they do and get that personnel, that team to play the way they do, the football, the NFL would be really a very, very interesting, even more interesting and fun than it already is. So my hat's off to that New England Patriots organization, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick. Those guys obviously know what they're doing. Also was glad to see Julian Edelman with the MVP of the Super Bowl. That guy is a serious athlete. He comes to play, and he plays hard every game. And I ain't knocking him about the PED suspension he had earlier in the year. I mean, he's 33, and in football, 33 is old. He had the, I think it was the Achilles, torn Achilles. Don't quote me on that. I can't remember the exact injury, but to recoup faster, I'm sure he did take something. But you know, to get that edge and to get back on the field, and you know, what's the 4-game suspension to come back and play the other 12 games and go to a Super Bowl, you know. So, I mean, can't really knock the man for that. You know, a lot of people have done a lot worse. Not to name any names, but A-Rod. But anyway, I'm still gonna stick with it was super boring. A lot of people they seem to not like Maroon 5's performance. They wanted more Travis Scott and Big Boy. I'm a Maroon 5 fan. I thought Maroon 5 did a good job. People are like, oh my God, Adam Levine had his shirt off. But I think no matter what your age is, if you are out on stage and you're performing in front of millions of people, you're a big time star, you're a millionaire, and you're in shape like Adam Levine is, you would have your shirt off too in front of everybody. I think that's just a given. I think people, you know, haters gonna hate. But overall, I think the performance was, I mean, it was good for what it's worth. I mean, it was the Super Bowl. Lately, they kind of water them down anyway. But overall, I thought it was a good performance. I thought everything was cool. And then I was glad to see my city of Atlanta, my city, show out and show that we can handle big events. Everything went off flawlessly. It went on flawlessly. We didn't have any kind of mishaps, no kind of fights, no kind of craziness going on. It was just a good time in the ATL all throughout the week and the weekend. So shout out to my city, Atlanta, for doing their thing. Hopefully we'll get many, many more Super Bowls to come and other major events. I can't wait. My city is just it. You know, we stay lit. You know what it is. And I guess the Super Bowl commercials there are, you know, I've seen better, but overall they were pretty good. Everything to me was all right except how boring that game was. But anyway, I just wanted to chat with everybody for a minute, do a recap on Super Bowl 53, or Super Boring. I hope you enjoyed it. I always enjoy watching the Super Bowl, even though it was boring this year. Hanging out with my friends, drinking a little bit, eating good. You know what you do on watching the Super Bowl. So I always enjoy that part, no matter how good or bad the game is. So I hope everybody that participated in any of the events or went to the game or watched the game, hung out with friends, hope you had a good day yesterday. You had a good day today. And I'm going to talk with you all soon. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Keep checking me out. I hope for this thing to get better and better, to bring in guests and so on and so forth. So please stick with me through the bumps, bruises, and as I grow as a podcaster. And thanks for already listening. Those of you that have been listening to me, please just keep listening. I'll try to keep my material interesting. I'll try to keep giving you more insight and more material in my podcast as the weeks and months.